Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Second play from scrimmage, Saquon Barkley against the Giants yesterday, 65 yards and a touchdown. They went on to beat the Giants 38-20. They're 6-2 heading into their bye week. Pete M writes, "Kevin, you guys are done. My birds are back. This isn't 2023. It's 2024. Better get to 10 wins or no playoff soup for you." Well, thank you, Pete. There's a long way to go in this season. Philly looks good heading into their break. Two big-time wins in which the offense has come alive the last 2 weeks against Minnesota and the Giants. When they come back, they get Green Bay at Lambeau, Detroit at home, and we'll see. Long way to go. Good morning, everybody. It's a game day. Washington at Kansas City tonight. Not exactly the matchup we were anticipating when the schedule came out in April. The Chiefs actually are just 4-3. That's what their record is. And they need a win as the Denver Broncos are rolling in the AFC West, beating Dallas yesterday. They are a game and a half behind Denver. Still two left with the Broncos this year. But KC trying to get to 5-3. As their team approaches the halfway mark, Washington at 3-4, trying to get to 500 as it approaches the 500 mark. 8:15 kick tonight at Arrowhead, Washington's first trip to Arrowhead since 2017, when they also played on Monday Night Football against the Chiefs and lost on what was a Harrison Butker field goal with 8 seconds to go. Had a shot to win that game. They didn't. These are two totally different teams. That team was quarterbacked by Alex Smith in the last season that the Chiefs had Alex Smith starting before they turned it over to the Patrick Mahomes Hall of Fame run that started the following year. Washington went into the tank the rest of the year. They became one of the most injured teams in the league in 2017 and didn't recover until last year as a franchise, winning 12 games, two in the postseason, and getting to its first NFC title game since 1991. It's amazing how many people have forgotten that last year even happened, and they may forget even more after tonight, because I can't sell you on a win over the Chiefs. Although, interestingly, the line just keeps coming down. A lot of sharp money on Washington tonight at Kansas City. That line got to 13. I see it at 10.5 now. In a lot of spots. Washington is getting, according to Dan Quinn on Saturday, they will have Terry McLaurin back tonight. Thank God. They will have Deebo Samuel back tonight. They may be, however, without Daron Payne tonight who was banged up. Ben Standing will join us at 12, and we'll get the latest on who he thinks is in and who is out tonight. Of course, we do know that Jaden Daniels will not play tonight. That is something Washington announced early in the week, unlike Baltimore, who led Chicago into believing that Lamar Jackson was going to be the starting quarterback all week long. It looks like the Ravens are going to pay a stiff penalty for their injury reporting last week on Lamar Jackson. But Washington will go into Arrowhead with Marcus Mariota tonight. Marcus Mariota, 2-0 as a starting quarterback at Arrowhead. Does that matter at all? A little bit, actually. Arrowhead's one of the, if not the most, intimidating environments, best home field advantages, most difficult for a road team venue in the league, and Mariota's got experience in not only going in there with two Tennessee teams, but winning 19-17 early in his career, and then the famous playoff game in which this was also that 2017 season in which Alex Smith was quarterbacking in his final game, as it turned out, as a Kansas City Chief quarterback, and the Chiefs led 21-3 at halftime, and Marcus Mariota, with a little bit of help from Derrick Henry, who ran wild in the second half, rallied to shock Kansas City at Arrowhead and win that playoff game 22-21. In that game, Mariota actually completed a touchdown pass to himself. The ball got batted back in his direction. He caught it and ran it in for a touchdown as part of the comeback. Mariota gets his third start of the season. And tonight, certainly on the road, the most challenging start of his three starts this season. The Chiefs are rolling. They've won two in a row, four of the last five. They absolutely bludgeoned the Las Vegas Raiders last week, something that Marcus Mariota did too earlier in the season. As we talked about last week, it's one of the oddest and most lopsided box scores I have ever seen in an NFL game. They had 30 first downs to the Raiders' 3. They ran 77 offensive snaps to the Raiders' 30. The 30 offensive snaps were the third fewest since the merger in 1970 for any team. They outgained them 432-90-something, and the final score was really not indicative of how lopsided the game was, 31-0. Kansas City just ran the clock out in the fourth quarter. I said last week this was the equivalent, if it had been a CYO, you know, sixth grade basketball game, they would have gone to the running clock in the second half. Many of you know what that means. This is a different match for Kansas City tonight than the Raiders were last week. Yes, Washington is a different team and a better team and a much more difficult match than the Raiders were last week. We can talk about how bad the defense is and how much Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Travis Kelce and Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice, who's back, etc., are probably licking their chops to face this defense that gave up an ungodly number of yards and points last week against the Cowboys. But it's still not the Raiders that they faced last week. Washington's still an interested team. I think a well-coached team for the most part. But this is an uphill battle that is tough to sell on, you know, a win. Can they play competitively tonight? They can. And look, we have seen in the NFL so many times, and it happens certainly, you know, once, twice a week. Look at the Jets yesterday. The unexpected happens in the NFL. Every week, these teams are much closer in talent than they are in college. There's a fine line between these teams, talent-wise. And a couple of mistakes, a couple of, you know, good bounces, and all of a sudden, you've got yourself a monumental upset. You know, back in 2014, Colt McCoy took a Washington Redskin team to Dallas for Monday Night Football. They were a 10.5-point underdog, which is exactly where the line is right now, and pulled off a stunning upset with Colt McCoy as the backup quarterback playing at a very high level on that night. Something like that, of course, is in play. If you've watched the NFL, not just our team, over a long period of time, you know it's possible. But it's a hard sell right now. It's a hard sell, not because Mariota's in for Daniels, although that makes it a harder sell. The hardest part of the sell is how are you going to get off the field defensively? You have become one of the laughingstocks of the league defensively. And the Chiefs are healthy. They've got Rashee Rice back. Rashee Rice, if you go back and watch the Raiders, which I did over the weekend game, he got targeted, I think, more times in that game than he had been targeted in his entire career. He had 10 targets in the game, 7 catches for 42 yards and 2 touchdowns in his return. They don't have, the Chiefs don't, without Rice, a true number one. Yes, Xavier Worthy and Thornton, number 80, can fly. They have great speed on the field. Hollywood Brown, but they don't have a number one, or didn't until Rashee Rice came back. He is a true number one. He's a difference maker. He is a route runner. He is exceptional after the catch. He can get separation. Washington can't cover in man. I can't imagine they're going to play much man coverage tonight. How do you play man coverage against a team with that much speed and then a guy like Rashee Rice? I don't think you can do it. And then a quarterback, if you turn your back to him, will have a field day. I'll give you my keys to an upset over the Chiefs. I'm not feeling it tonight. In some of these situations in the past, I'd feel it. And look, if Jaden were on the field, I'd say anything is possible. I do think that offensively, they can have some success tonight. You know, and that is really the, you know, if they're going to pull off the stunner, they're going to pull off the inside straight, it starts with what they do on offense. And I'll get to that when I get to my keys to a win over the Kansas City Chiefs. 3-5 is not going to feel good tomorrow morning, but it is a built-in expectation, and it won't end the season. And I'm just giving you fair warning right now. It doesn't matter what tonight looks like. There's no chance I'm coming in here tomorrow morning and telling you that I don't think they have a chance to turn their season around. You know, the NFC was dominating the AFC in all of its head-to-heads, you know, early in the season. Well, yesterday, the AFC bit back. They went 6-1 in what turned out to be, I guess, that's a lot of, intra-conference games. A lot of them yesterday. First of all, you had the Chargers over the Vikings on Thursday night. You had the Dolphins over the Falcons. You had the Bills over the Panthers. The Ravens over the Bears. The Texans over the 49ers. The Broncos over the Cowboys. And then last night, the Packers got one back for the NFC, beating the Steelers. So it's 6-1 going into tonight. If the Steelers had won that game last night, and there was one play in that game. When we get to around the NFL, if you didn't stay up and watch this game, there was an egregious missed call early in the third quarter that completely flipped the game. Now, the Steelers are terrible on defense, but they were on their way, the AFC was, to the greatest and most lopsided Sunday or weekend to date ever in matchups between the two conferences. But I just bring it up because earlier in the year, the NFC was dominating the AFC, and then the NFC took a lot of losses. There's a long way to go in this season. We don't know what it will look like a month from now, let alone 2.5 months from now. And that's basically what we still have in the season before it is over. So there's no way tomorrow morning, off of a loss to the Chiefs, am I going to think about throwing the towel in on this season. Too much football to go, but this certainly seems like a tough spot. But again, the good news is they won't be as impotent offensively with lost bodies. They're getting two critical pieces back tonight. What will they look like? Well, Debo's less removed from playing. Terry's now over a month since he last played. But getting one of them back would have been huge. Getting both of them back tonight will be a big help for Marcus Mariota. But they got to do more than just think about getting Debo and Terry the ball. There is a formula, I think, for an upset, and I'll spell it out for you coming up in the next segment. Max, let's get to a what do you got, if you don't mind. Brian Kelly, fired. $54 million buyout. After the James Franklin, $50 million buyout. Insane numbers when you talk about these athletic departments. I live near someone who is on the board at Penn State, and it's funny, I don't think I've shared this story, but the day before Franklin got fired, was walking the dog in the neighborhood, ran into this person, and she said, no, well, we would never pay $50 million to have him exit. There'd have to be some sort of negotiated buyout. No, they paid it because they had a donor who stepped up to pay it. And I'm sure that'll be the case with LSU as well. I actually think Brian Kelly's a good coach. I do. But man, that just never seemed like the right fit. From the moment that he walked in and faked that Southern accent, it just didn't work out. The one season, two seasons that he had Jaden Daniels, they were so good offensively, but their defense was so bad. He could have bought himself a few years if they had had a defense and won a national championship with Jaden, because they were certainly among the best offensive teams in the country. But in the game Saturday night when they got run out of the building in the second half by Texas A&M, because they were up at halftime, LSU was 18-14 against the number three team in the country. I want to correct something that Denton and I have talked about when we've done some college football segments. I have not been a Marcel Reed fan from Texas A&M. Going back to last year, really, I just thought he was one of these guys that is an athlete. The guy that played at A&M a few years ago, Bond was his last name. Was Kellen his first name, Kellen Bond? Do you remember who I'm talking about, Max?
I do know I believe that's right.
He got drafted by Minnesota, and literally, you know, within 3 weeks, they knew he couldn't play. Look up if I've got that last name, the first name right. Last
Bond.
Name was Bond.
No, that's the kicker.
What was it?
I see Randy Bond is the kicker for A&M, but that's not right.
Texas A&M quarterback from about 4 years ago. So I thought Marcel Reed was that guy. I thought he was super athletic.
Are you talking about Kellen Mond?
Plays with his legs. Say it again.
Kellen Mond.
There I said Bond. Kellen Mond. Thank you. Kellen Mond. I thought he was Kellen Mond. Like, college quarterback that can get results because he's just an outrageous, outrageous athlete, but he's never going to be a good passer because he doesn't see it, doesn't process it. Marcel Reed, I was wrong about. Now, he threw two bad picks in the first half, but this dude is ridiculous as an athlete and as a creator, and now he has gotten much better as a passer. He's completing 62% of his passes this year. He's 17 interceptions over six picks, and his rushing ability and his playmaking, his off-schedule ability, there is a lot of Lamar in Marcel Reed. I'm not going to say he is Lamar more so than he's Jaden. Jaden was a much more polished passer coming into the league than Lamar was. I think Reed's got a shot to be the next Lamar. Coming in, being the dynamic runner, but improving as a passer. Not so bad as a passer that you can't put him on the field. That team's exceptionally well coached, too, with Elko. They are really, really good. But Marcel Reed, man, wow. What a game he had. What a second half he had. And that team rolled past LSU. Rarely in Death Valley do you tune into a fourth quarter on a Saturday night and basically the building is near empty. They got outscored 21-0 in the third quarter. They were down 35 to 18, I think it was at that point, and it was over. One other quick, what do you got? Because I just saw this morning. Because who pays attention to the NBA on an NFL Sunday? I mean, I know I was paying attention to the Wizards, and I watched a little bit, flipping back and forth a little bit. Okay, they're not on YouTube TV, so it hurts me. So I do have it on the on the monumental thing. Yes, I did that, so I could see, you know, watch some of these young players play. They got outscored in the second half, 88-51, and lost to the Hornets 139-113. I really do like Trey Johnson. Loved him coming out in the draft, as you guys know. And Kyshawn George, after having the game of his career the other night, had a bit of a step back game. I didn't watch a lot of this game last night, but what I saw this morning was that the Lakers beat the Kings last night. No Doncic, he was hurt. No LeBron. Austin Reeves scored 51 points in an NBA game. Austin Reeves wasn't even drafted, people, out of Oklahoma 4 years ago. You talk about the right, 5 years ago, whatever it was, you talk about the right team to get on. And we've seen some of his hellacious games. I mean, he is just a flat-out baller. But seriously, for any of you out there, did any of you see him capable of getting 51 in a game? I think I went back and looked at it this morning, and he had like 40-plus in one game last year. 51 to lead the Lakers without LeBron and without Doncic to a win? He was 12 of 22 from the floor, 6 of 10 from behind the arc. He was 21 of 22 from the free throw line. He also had 11 rebounds and 9 assists and 3 steals. Whew. Austin Reeves can play, man. Just flat out can play. 51 for Austin Reeves. That's crazy. All right, when we come back, my keys to a win over the Chiefs tonight. And we'll open it up for calls if you want to weigh in. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Is it doable tonight? And if so, how? Phone lines are open. I'll give you my keys to an upset tonight at Arrowhead when we return. Kevin Sheehan, show the Team 980 and the team980.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Okay, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Is it doable tonight? And if so, how? Yeah, the line keeps coming down. That means, you know, some sharp bettors bringing, taking Washington plus the big number that has brought it down. Does that mean they're going to win outright? No. All right. Look, this is a hard sell. And I typically can figure out in the NFL, because it happens all the time, a lot of ways to pitch a potential upset. Washington's not one of those dismal teams at the end of the year that truly has no shot. You know, you get to that, you know, point in the season in which teams are playing out the string and somebody else is playing for something. And you can find a way where maybe that team can cover, but they can't necessarily win outright. Although even that happens on occasion. Is it doable tonight? It's doable, but man, everything has to go their way. Washington can pull it off tonight if, number one, they shorten the game. And by shortening the game, I mean, I think to do that, they've got to run the football tonight. You know, KC is fourth in the league in time of possession. Washington is 28th. You lose time of possession tonight by, say, 33 to 27, 34 to 26, you got no shot. No shot at all. You need to flip the script on time of possession tonight, because I don't see a lot of big explosives that you end up scoring in super short order against a Steve Spagnuolo defense. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can run no huddle to keep defensive personnel that you want on the field, but not snap it with 15 seconds to go on the play clock. You know, these are some of the things that they've got to think about. You know, in terms of complementary football, Cliff Kingsbury, Dan Quinn, Joe Witt Jr., they got to understand they have a major problem defensively. They can't stop anybody. Anybody decent, they cannot stop. And now they're without their best, arguably their best defensive player in Dorrance Armstrong the rest of the year. There aren't many solutions to becoming even, you know, a less terrible defensive team. So you've got to think in terms of, I know we like up tempo. I know we like to, you know, gas the other team's defense. We like to keep them in the packages that we have prepared for. And you can get to the line of scrimmage, but nothing says you have to snap it with 19 seconds left on the play clock. You got to shorten the game tonight. You've got to win time of possession tonight. And you got to do it by running the football, you know, and I think that starts tonight with all 11 in the run game. This has to be 11 on 11 football in the run game. The Chiefs are good, man, defensively. They've got Chris Jones. You may have heard of him. They've got George Karlaftis, who has become one of my favorite players. He is a true edge setter. Now, they've not been a dynamic pass rush team. But Nick Bolton, that linebacker from Missouri who's had, you know, a few good years now, he's a problem. They're well-coached defensively, they're disciplined defensively, and they've got good players defensively. But I did find something, and I went back and looked at some of the success that some of the teams that were 11-on-11, one team in particular, had running the football. The Chiefs are 22nd in the league in yards per carry against. They're giving up 4.5 yards per carry, 22nd in the league, even with the defense they have, even with the discipline they have. I think Washington has to shorten the game, and by doing that, I think it means they have to be successful running the football 11-on-11. That means Marcus Mariota is a big part of the run game tonight. He is an excellent zone read quarterback. He's an excellent designed runner in the run game. They've got to rush for 150 plus yards in this game. They're averaging 148, okay, per game in rushing yardage. That's come down a little bit here recently. I went back and looked at kind of the game in the moment that was the most comparable. Now, we did not know at that time how bad Baltimore's defense was when they played the Chiefs in week four. The Chiefs ended up beating the Ravens 37-20, but in that game, Lamar Jackson played. in the game. And in the first half of that game, Baltimore was running the football and they were moving the football. They were up 7-3 late first quarter and about to score again when Lamar threw a pick. They had two critical first half turnovers in a game that ended up going 20-10 at halftime. And that happened when 20-10, they scored 10 points off of the two turnovers. But they ran the football, and they moved the football with Lamar involved in the run game. He was 6-for-48 in the game, 8 yards per carry until the second half, when essentially they put Cooper Rush into the game when Lamar, remember, was not well, got banged up. And as we know, that was basically it for him. That Kansas City game was the last game he played in. But for, you know, into the third quarter, he had 48 yards rushing. Justice Hill had a big day rushing the football. That's the attack. That's the comp. The Baltimore game is the comp. And, you know, the similarities are striking because we didn't know at the moment, but we know now Baltimore's defense was horrific as well. So is Washington's. If they don't turn the ball over twice in the first half, that game is probably a Baltimore lead or, you know, maybe tied at halftime and they got a shot in the second half. You got to get to that point, right? Put some game pressure on the opponent tonight. But they had all 11, as they always do, Baltimore always does, in the run game. Yeah, 9.8 yards per rush, the Ravens against the Chiefs in that game. And most of that was really in the first, you know, half before Lamar went out. Short number one, pulling off what would be a huge upset requires shortening the game. And to shorten the game, the best chance they have is to run the football. Because remember, when you run the football, the clock runs regardless of the result at the end of the play. Even if it goes out of bounds, they quickly spot it and run the clock unless we're in the final 2 minutes of a half, final 5 minutes of the game. And if you can run it successfully with all 11, and I think that's their best shot to move the football against Kansas City, now you are keeping your defense off the field, which of course is the biggest disadvantage tonight. And it will be the biggest disadvantage going into every single game they'll play the rest of the year. The other team's offense will have an advantage, including a Miami offense in Madrid. They'll have an advantage over Washington's defense. So I do wonder whether or not there's going to be some, you know, there's got to be some sort of recognition from Dan Quinn and the two coordinators. If we go super fast on offense, even if we score, now if they feel it's the only way they can score is by going up tempo and catching teams, you can get to the line of scrimmage and snap it with 8 seconds instead of 16 seconds left on the play clock. I think that's number one tonight. You got to somehow end up on 35-25 time of possession and 150-plus rush yards in the game. Number two, they pull off the upset if they win the mistake battle. And I'm calling it the mistake battle because Washington has really had self-inflicted across-the-board mistakes in their losses this year. Take the Green Bay game out of it. They were dominated by the Packers in every which way, shape, and form. And their last three losses, -5 in the turnover margin, 22 penalties for 208 yards, 10 dropped passes, and a boatload of missed tackles. The mistake battle has to go their way in a significant way tonight. They got to be +2 in the turnover margin. They've got to have no more than 5 penalties. They can't have any dropped passes. They can't miss tackles in open space when you got to make tackles. It's going to be one of those games. Last week, I said the same thing going into it. If you end up with turnovers, penalties, and drop passes, you got no shot because your defense is not going to get off the field enough. So you can't self-inflict damage offensively. And last week, 11 penalties in the game. 11 of them. And that was for, what was it, 118 yards? 118 yards. Four drops and minus two in the turnover margin. The week before against Chicago, minus three turnover margin. In that game, they had four drop passes. No drop passes tonight. Five or fewer penalties. No turnovers. And actually, you got to be plus two. Here's the problem with that. Kansas City has the fewest turnovers in the league through seven games, two. They don't really have to worry about it because Washington's got the second fewest takeaways with three. I mean, it really kind of feels like a game in which when we're on the field defensively, the only way we get to plus two, which, by the way, the only way you can get to plus two is to have at least two takeaways, is if Mahomes throws one or two up for grabs, which, by the way, he will on occasion. He will. You got to win the mistake battle. I think it's plus two or better, five penalties or less, no drops, and you can't miss the number of tackles they've missed this year. Number three, they can pull it off. It's doable if they limit explosives and then they win in the red zone. You know, believe it or not, it's really weird that I'm going to say this, especially with no Dorrance Armstrong. I actually think they have a chance of looking better tonight, or at least competent tonight, than they did last week against Dallas. Dallas, look, they played a very good defensive team in Denver. Did not play well yesterday. Offensively, they were horrific defensively. And it put the pressure on Dak to score on every drive, and they didn't do it, and he didn't have his best game. Dallas is so dynamic at receiver, at tight end, in the running game. In many ways, I think the combination of CeeDee Lamb and Pickens is better than what the Chiefs can throw at you. Now, so is Mahomes over Dak. Okay, but I actually thought last week was just an absolute disaster, you know, at times defensively. And I have a feeling it will be less of a disaster tonight. I'm not encouraged, you know, by the, like, oh my God, the Chiefs aren't very good offensively. Of course they are. And Rashee Rice back is a massive difference maker. And the Chiefs are going to have their way with Washington defensively, but I think in some ways it may not look as bad tonight as it did last week. Here's the big problem on defense. First of all, limit explosives and then hope you can get lucky in the red zone. You know, you get a penalty, you get a drop pass, you get, you know, maybe a good defensive play, maybe, and you hold Harrison Butker to a field goal. More on that coming up in a moment. But the biggest problem with the Chiefs, whether they have talent surrounding him or not, is what Quinn used to say or does say about Jaden. It's not the first play within the play. It's the second play that ends up being crushing to a defense. It's the off-schedule creativity, improvisation by Mahomes that is the big problem. That's the big problem. And that's why I don't think they can play any man coverage tonight. They can't get a pass rush without blitzing. And maybe that's what they'll do, but I think they risk giving up major explosives if they do. They don't have anybody that can play man coverage against these receivers. Again, I don't know that they're the route runners that Lamb and Pickens are, but there's a lot of speed on the field, and Rice is an excellent, certainly an excellent route runner. But I think the bottom line is that you cannot let Mahomes kill you on the second play. And I don't know how you stop that. There's no answer for that. He's one of the greatest all-time off-schedule creators we've ever seen in the game. And it's those plays that are devastating, devastating. And they're devastating in the red zone. They're devastating on third and 15. You know, how many times with Mahomes, third and 17, third and 12, and you, oh my God, you think you have him. No, you don't have him. And now he's out on the perimeter. And now, you know, Kelsey's wide open, you know, or Worthy's wide open. And then you got to make tackles. Or he takes off because your back's turned if you're in man coverage. I don't know how they play man coverage tonight. I don't know how they play any man coverage tonight. Unless they're going to send the house. I mean, on every play. And that might not be that might be a better way to go down. The problem, of course, is now you're giving up those explosives again. They can't overcome, you know, more than two or three explosives. You can't have another seven plays of 17 yards or more against you like last week. Was it seven? I think it was 12, actually. 12 of 10 or more. 7 of 17 or more last week. Limit explosives, win more often than not in the red zone. And then lastly, here's an advantage for Washington tonight. I knew this team was a good kickoff return team and a good kick coverage team and punt coverage and punting. So Washington leads the league in average yards per kickoff return. So field position could be huge tonight. Luke McCaffrey, a big part of that. Washington, number one. Now, KC is sixth in the league in kickoff returns. Washington, number one in kickoff return yardage on average per return at 31.1. Also, Washington is the sixth best team in the league in kickoff coverage. We kind of feel that in watching them. They're excellent in kickoff coverage. You know, as long as Matt Gay's not kicking it out of bounds or into the end zone, please don't do that. There could be an advantage in field position here tonight. Washington's had some of those advantages. Washington's also fourth in the league in punt coverage. And Tress Way is third in the league in net punting average. These are all hidden yardage numbers that have to add up tonight in their favor. A big Luke McCaffrey 45-yard kickoff return where you're starting in Kansas City territory at their 47, you know, once or twice tonight, huge. If you, you know, stop them before the 25-yard line, I don't know that, I mean, in some ways, like, I would almost prefer that their drives be shorter than longer. But there could be an advantage here. Also, by the way, Harrison Butker is not the same kicker this year. He has missed three PATs. He's missed three field goals on the season. He's had some issues kicking this year. Not necessarily the kicker he's been. So there you go. To me, it's you got to shorten the game. You got to win time of possession advantage tonight. You do it by running the football against a team that when they last faced true 11-on-11 rushing football, they gave up a lot to the Ravens. You know, they gave up 166 yards, 9.8 yards per carry, and Baltimore was in that game before Lamar got hurt and before the two turnovers. The two turnovers in the first half of that game were crucial. So run the ball tonight. 11-on-11 with Mariota being a big part of the run game. Shorten the game. You don't need to snap it with 15 seconds left on the play clock. Play complementary football, which tonight means keeping your defense off the field for as long as you possibly can keep them off the field. So don't snap it so quickly. You got to win. Number two is you got to win the mistake battle. Mistakes, not just turnovers. It's penalties. It's drop passes. It's tackles. As I mentioned, in their last three losses, minus five turnover margin, 22 penalties for 208 yards, and 10 drop passes, and a boatload of missed tackles. Number three, you've got to limit the explosives. They've had a major problem doing that. And then you got to win in the red zone. I don't know how they do that, and I don't know how you keep some of those explosives from happening because it's Mahomes off schedule more times than not that creates the explosives, and there's no easy answer to that. And then you got to kind of win that hidden yardage battle, and they've been doing that on special teams with their kickoff return, with their kick coverage, and with their punts. And let's hope they're not punting too much in the game, because that's not a good sign either. All right, if you're on hold and you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Is tonight doable? And if so, how? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. Don't forget, you can watch us on our Team 980 YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button, hit the like button when you get there.
All right, happy Monday, everybody. We start with a look around the NFC East. The Dallas Cowboys, they fall to the Denver Broncos in a game that got so out of hand that Joe Milton threw a touchdown pass. That meant nothing. The Cowboys lose 44 28-22. The Eagles, they beat up on the Giants 38-20. And to make matters worse, for Brian Daboll's squad, they also lost rookie running back Cam Scataboo for the season with a gruesome-looking dislocated ankle injury. Plus, we got some big news out of the college football world. This news broke late last night that LSU is parting ways with head coach Brian Kelly after suffering a lopsided defeat to Texas A&M, where LSU just looked checked out in the second half. Now, the third major program to begin their head coaching search in October, the Caps. They announced this morning they're signing Brett Leeson to a one-year, two-way contract. He'll be placed on waivers and loaned to Hershey for the time being. And the Wizards, they fall to the Charlotte Hornets 139-113. LaMelo Ball stunned with a nearly 40-point triple-double that included 13 rebounds and 13 assists. On the Wizards side, C.J. McCollum leads the Wizards in scoring with 24, but the lack of defense late helps spur the Hornets to a 26-point victory. Plus tonight, the Washington Commanders, they get going against the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday Night Football. Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel making their return to the lineup, but the Burgundy and Gold will be without starting quarterback Jaden Daniels and may be without Daron Payne, who missed all this week of practice due to a toe injury. Burgundy and Gold pregame with Denton and Linnell begins on 106.7 The Fan after Grant and Danny at 6:30. And Maryland basketball gets underway right here on the Team 980 in an exhibition against UMBC. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Denton's office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right. I gave you my keys to what would be a stunning upset on the road tonight. Washington at 10.5. I'm seeing some 11s out there. It was 13, remember, late last week. You know, for me, this has to be a shortened game. They've got to run 11-on-11, which I'm sure is part of the plan tonight. You know, one of the things I've mentioned, and I do believe this is true, Marcus Mariota is one hell of a dual-threat running quarterback, and he actually is a better, you know, read option, zone read quarterback. He's a better decision maker than Jaden. He may not be as explosive when Jaden's right without the brace, etc., but he's a good decision maker. They gotta win time of possession. I think they gotta do that by being 11-on-11 in the run game. They've got to win the mistake battle. In their last three losses, they've been devastated by turnovers, penalties, drop passes, bad tackling. They've got to limit the explosives and then win in the red zone. that's hard to do against Kansas City because Mahomes is so good off schedule. And then I do think that there could be some hidden yardage benefit in this game. Washington, since the Quinn and Larry Izzo, the special teams coordinator, arrived beginning of last year, they're a good kickoff coverage, good punt coverage, and they are a good kickoff return team this year. They lead the league in kickoff returns at 31.1. Maybe a big night for Christian McCaffrey. We'll see. And look, Butker's been off this year. Not like we've got the answer in Matt Gay. Gay's got to make sure that none of these kicks, sail into the end zone or go out of bounds. Let your kick coverage unit go down there and try. Watch, they'll return the opening kickoff for a touchdown. Ian was the first to weigh in today. Go ahead. Is it doable? And if so, how?
No, I don't think so. It's on the road. It's with Mariota and not Jaden Daniels. I just think the mojo of this team with injuries and all the drama of just how poor it's gone. I think it's just going south. I don't think hearing Dan Quinn when they're like, how are you going to fix the defense? His answer is, we will be better.
Yeah.
I mean, just counter with how and why weren't you better before? It just seems like they don't have a lot of answers. And I think Kansas City is really starting to roll. You're starting to see them hit their kind of peak form. I just don't see it. And I agree with all your keys to victory, but I said this to Doc the other week. Every team has the same keys to victory against KC, but it's so easy to say and almost nearly impossible to do. And I just don't like the vibe of this team right now. And it just seems
they did really lose to Jacksonville just a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And I know that was a road game, but they lost that game. And what's interesting about that game is they lost the turnover battle. They won the turnover battle in that game and lost that game. They had an S load of penalties, which was a killer in that game. But, I think we're catching them at a time in which they're the healthiest they've been all year, and that's a problem. But go ahead, finish up.
Right. And I think if this was with Jaden Daniels at home, you're getting Terry back, Debo hopefully little bit back. I don't think that's it. I would feel a little different, but with Mariota on the road, I just don't see it.
Mariota almost has to have like 85 yards rushing. Bill's got to have another 70, plus. And then they're churning clock and they're moving the football on the ground. That's really the way you got to do it. You got to do it with your offense. The only way to beat the Chiefs is to keep 15 off the field, especially when you have no prayer of stopping 15 with your own defense. So, thanks. Let's go to Jalen. Jalen, is it doable? If so, how?
Good morning, Kevin. Yes, I believe that it is doable. Look, if there's one thing about our franchise that we should be accustomed to is upsets. We pulled off quite a few upsets, in our recent history, whether that's going to Pittsburgh and beating an 11-0 Pittsburgh team or an undefeated Eagles team on the road with subpar quarterback
recently,
play,
sure.
The Dallas. I mean, we've been through this so many times. And like you've said, the NFL is just so unpredictable with the parity in it. And I just feel like that with the guys that we have, I mean, yes, we haven't played to the capability that I feel like we've all expected our team to play. But with that said, I mean, I always feel like anytime that we strap on our shoulder pads and our helmets, our guys are getting paid just like the other guys. And I think that after getting embarrassed, by Dallas last week, I really expect the brain trust, the leadership within our locker room to really play a key role in getting, our guys ready to play. And I believe that they're going to come out and put forth a whole lot hell of a better effort than they did the past couple of weeks. I think you're going to see a focused team on both sides of the ball. I think you're going to see a team that understands the circumstances, with the season being on the line, just who they're playing, the caliber opponent. I believe you're going to see everybody's game elevated as a result. But, Kevin, you've mentioned pretty much everything I was going to mention in terms of how we're going to get it done. And I think having the number two rush offense in the league is going to have to pay dividends today. Most importantly, getting Bill going. I think having Terry and Debo back is going to space the field exactly how we need it to get those rush lanes open. And I want to see Joe Witt Jr. get more aggressive on the defensive side of the ball and blitz, because I do think Kansas City is going to move the ball on us regardless. But in order for us to get that plus two in the takeaway area of the game, we're going to have to get aggressive. I mean, because we're not going to be able to do that conventionally. Yeah. We're just rushing four.
Mahomes will put a couple up for grabs. You know, he'll give his receivers a chance, and somehow if you can come down with one or two of them, that'd be great. But yeah, you know, you reminded me, Jalen, too. It's not. You don't have to go back to 2014 for shocking, you know, upsets. By the way, most of them in standalone games like this one, because that was the Colt McCoy game at Dallas. But, you know, the win over Pittsburgh during the COVID season to end their perfect season as a big underdog in, you know, Pittsburgh, that was an amazing win. Remember the next year they beat Tampa at home with Brady when they were a big underdog. And then in 2022, the game in which they went to Philadelphia is like a 10-point dog on Monday Night Football and won outright was amazing. It happens in the NFL. Those teams don't have anything to do with this team. I recognize that for sure, but it happens in the NFL. And look, at least they don't have, you know, a quarterback going out there tonight as a backup that hasn't played in big games before and isn't used to this kind of environment. Mariota is. He's not Jaden Daniels, clearly. I think most reasonable people understand that. But he gives you a chance to be more than competent. And he has a power, and that is he's very, very good as a dual-threat running quarterback. They need that to be super important tonight. All right, stay on hold. Mike, Mark, Duntle, Chris, Paulie, Hugo. Is it doable tonight? And if so, how does it happen? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.